So excited to be here, and one of the reasons why I'm excited to be here is because of the nature of the gathering. I like small gathering like this, intimate gathering. Somehow, I don't know, maybe that's what God likes too, but He seems to be very intentional. I'm able to put it like that, for lack of better word. Said something about, has God ever given you a song and you're questioning the lyrics? You know, sometimes God tells you, push your song, and the song goes, run to me. And then when the scriptures, the Bible says, you are in Christ. One of the things you need to realize is that when the Lord gives you a song, He's telling you what you are not, that you need to be. That's one thing. The challenge is most times, God gives us a song, we just stop and we are receiving it to sing to be. The preacher must best be the first combat of his message. That you are a preacher, you that you are a music minister, you that you are that you first come back. That you first recipient of whatever God wants to do with whatever is given. Sometimes God gives you a song. You need to stay with that song to understand what God really wants to do. And it has to begin with you. Amen. Sometimes he gives you song, it's not necessarily for the people friend, it's for you. When he asked me that question, I said, thank God. I'm like, thank God it happened to me. So we need to be people who want God to happen to us first. Amen. So let's look at Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6, you know, it was talking about the glory of God, how Isaiah encountered the glory of God in the day that King Uzziah died. And then if you continue reading that passage, you will see how that there was a description of all the things, the angels, the glory, and all and all and all and all and all. But you see, there was one thing that God wanted to achieve with whatever he was displaying in that scripture. And it is that he wants to carry a coal and put in the mouth of Isaiah. You understand? If you're with him, you remember when God encountered Moses and he used the burning bush? You remember that? You remember that story? What God wanted to achieve was to take off Moses' sandals. Are you with me? The picture I'm trying to paint here is that it is possible for you to see God and not change. That's the picture I'm trying to paint for you. Because in the days when Jesus was upon the earth, there were people who saw him. Yes, there were people. Some people were close friends to Jesus. Jesus came to the house and ate. But the people that were truly changed are the people that were mentioned to us in Mark chapter 3, and it's about verse 14. But the Bible says, we come to them and they will be with him. The posture of being with the Lord is a consistent posture that the believer must put himself into. Why I'm saying this is, you see this gathering you have here, as sweet as it is. The generation that we are in, you need to beat yourself to cultivate this thing, even when you are alone. Because, even like Jesus, like he said, it's not just alcohol. And the major thing that is needed to be like Jesus is the engine of the car. Do you understand? It is in Isaiah chapter 9 that we read the Bible says, unto us a child is born, but unto us a son is given. Did you notice that he was not given until he became a son? And according to the kingdom, the people heaven calls, they don't call you son because you are born of God. They call you son because you can be led. Yes, they don't call you. All of us are children of God, but the people they call sons are those ones who have undergone dealings. Are you understanding? Please, that's why I like this meeting, so that we can, after we finish from here, you will not know, you will not bring yourself to speak the love language of God. The love language of God is not singing, it's obedience. That's his love language. If you can now bring yourself to begin to obey, you see, as simple as that word is, trust me, it is hard. It is hard. It is hard. Obedience. I wish this gathering can be like this for the next 7 days. I'm telling you, because gatherings like this are rare, where people actually come and strip themselves naked
You know, it is easy for us to come for gathering and we all pose strength. We all pose, I'm strong and this is where I am. But you see, heaven sometimes rates us according to obedience. Those are the people he calls sons, sons. As many that are led by the Spirit. They are what? They are the sons of God. So the love language of God is not tears. After we finish crying, get up and obey. After we finish singing and enjoying the atmosphere, stand up and now walk in obedience. The love language of your father and my father is obedience. Now let me tell you one thing about obedience. Obedience is sweet when he says, pray for that sick person. And you know, because he said it, the person will be healed. But when he says, wake up every day by 12, you know why that one is hard? Nobody sees you. Where I'm going to this evening is so that we all can come to that point where we will lay flesh down and crucify flesh, because sons, people that will be led, are people that they no longer have their own will. You know, and the father is saying, go to Borno and do evangelism. He cannot say no. Because even if he will say, if it is possible, let this cup pass over me, he will arrive at, nevertheless, not my will, but your will. You see that song we sang just before I came up? I want us to sing it not because we like the lyrics, but you need to begin to. I am one of the persons that recently I'm becoming an advocate of us actually reading our lyrics before we sing them. Because the weight of the things we sing is now getting lost in melody. That it is just becoming music to us. And is no longer doing the work of surgery that it needs to do. The word of God is a surgical blade. And anytime it comes, whether it comes in songs or in spoken words, the aim is to circumcise, cut out flesh. Yes. That is how we will look like him. That's why I said after we must have sung and we must have prayed. Rise up and obey. We rise up and we obey. Because, you see, this place we are, when Satan wants to come, he comes when you are alone. Many times, he comes when you are alone. So after you must have prayed, and the Lord and God wells up his words in your heart, you will now do like David. That says in Psalm 119, thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. You know why you had hide it there? Because it is out of the abundance of the heart. When his words now fills your heart, somebody does something to you. You want to react like Joshua. You can't, because his words. This evening, my brother was telling us that we need to live here as lovers of God. It's a huge thing to do. I tell you. You know, if you read the book of Isaiah, the thing that happened and where they were describing, they were lovely things that my generation and yours will like. We will just come out and say, I saw the Lord. Please, this is not a meeting for us to joke with. We can come out and describe the robes and the Alamakoriana Matelia. We could describe the thunders and the lightnings that we saw, not knowing that the aim for that encounter was for God to purge him of a lying tongue. The aim of all those descriptions, the angels, the lightning, was so that his servant would be purged of a lying tongue. My desire this evening is so that we can cultivate the habit of staying. Staying. I think it's in the book of Luke 10:42, thereabout. Jesus went to Mary and Martha's house. And when he went there, bro, he went there. And people gathered like this. And Mary came and sat very close. But Martha went about. She was serving the people pure water and giving them biscuit and bobo. And she was serving. That is also something good to do. But at one point, she came to the master and said, "Master, see how people are many. I am the only person that is serving them. Do you not care that my sister should come and join me?" And Jesus looked at Martha. He said, "One thing is needful. One thing is needful." And he says, "Mary has chosen that one thing." What struck my heart in that scripture was not that Jesus said Mary has chosen that one thing. It's that the fact that Jesus said, "And nothing can take it away from her." And the question I'm asking us was, how did she hold that thing? That even Jesus can confess that the way this girl hold this thing, nothing. That's the point I want each and every one of us to come to, where nothing can deprive you of intimacy. Yes. Have you noticed that for those of us who are into business, Ayana Nekolami Toleske Feli Lamia, if your business is failing, you don't waste time. You go all out. You get up. Are you with me? I want us to get this so that after here, what will become in secret is what we'll come and do here. So that when we come, it's not only Uncle Jeff that will bring something to fill this room. Because we're a body. Each and every one of us needs to supply. In the day we arrive there, fellowship will be beautiful. To be beautiful. You are into business. Your business that begins to fail. No profit. You will notice how restless you are, and you want to immediately jump into action so that business will kick back. But intimacy is failing. You are making excuse. You are making excuse. Your intimacy is dying. You have an excuse. You can postpone intimacy, but you can't postpone your business. Like, you can procrastinate that I will pray today. After all, I know how to engage God. You don't know anything. That's one of the challenges we are facing. We think we know how to engage God. If I don't beckon on you to come, you can't come to me. In other words, what you do not know is that he's the person that finds you. But he makes it look as if you are the person that... No. In the calmness of your heart, that prayer, I want you to pray genuinely. And if I pass the mic here now and I ask every one of us, who is your favorite character in scriptures? Who do you want to be like? Some of us will call David, call Moses, call many persons that you want to call. But none of us will call Job. And if we want to be very religious, we will now say, my aim, my goal is to be like Jesus. But follow me. Follow me. As funny as it sounds. As funny as it sounds. My aim is to be like Jesus. But if we now scan the Jesus you want to be like, it is Jesus that can raise the dead. Not the Jesus that can go to the cross. We need to be total Jesus. He learned obedience by the things he suffered. So this our this thing that we want to do, we just want to look fresh. Indeed, the day Satan will come with hardship, you will discover that you are not a soldier that can endure hardship. This evening, I want us all, in the sincerity of our heart, speak to him now and say, Lord, I want to be like you. I want to be like you. And more recently, one of the prayers I began to pray, and I'm praying it more loud, is that I will say, Holy Ghost, I know you live in me, but please don't be silent. I pray it loud, like I pray it with every fervency. I know you are in me, but let no day come that you will be silent on me. I know you are in me. Can you pray that prayer genuinely and say, Lord, what is that thing? You can only say what is that thing when you have searched and there's nothing. But you know the sin that easily besets you. Call it by name. Don't speak in tongues. Because sometimes, many times when you lie, it's not in tongues you lie. You spoke in plain terms. Speak to him. Forget your friend. Forget your brother. Forget your sister. Forget who you came with. And if there are children here, just hold them by your side and perform priesthood on their behalf, like Job will do. What is there, Lord, that needs to die? Circumcise me. Circumcise my heart.
I don't want to take your place in the heart of man in any way. When I stand to preach, who do they see? Is it me or you? And when I stand to sing, who do they hear? They don't know whether it's me or you. I don't want to take your place in the heart of man in any way. When I stand to preach, who do they see? Is it me or you?
Praise the Lord. I've been holding the tears back there. Listen, you know, most times we can be in the river and soak with tears in our eyes. Are you with me tonight? Are you with me? I am begging you tonight. Are you listening to me? Every month we come here for the closet. Trust me, I know what it costs every month. Sometimes I know the pain I go through so that we can gather like this. And my desire is that young men and people who just love Jesus, they will hear. Please don't waste this investment tonight. I'm begging you, I'm begging every one of us tonight. If you've never been intentional about you want to love Jesus, please let it be tonight that we'll be able to do things that will break his heart anymore. That we just love him intentionally. This is not a night, even if you hear a joke, you shouldn't laugh about tonight. It's a night we cry out, Lord, you know me. You know me. You know me. You know me. If you don't help me, I will disgrace you. You know me. This is a night where tears, you will cry to the Lord, Father, anything in me, don't play with it. Don't play with it. We don't know the next time we have Minister Teofilo at the closet again. Don't joke with the night. I am begging you. I am begging you tonight. Don't waste tonight's investment. Don't waste tonight's investment. That Union Abuja will know that someone loves Jesus. Because as you are going back, if I can have just 200 people that will love Jesus tonight. Yes. But I desire it to be more. I desire this whole place to be filled with lover. Don't come and be looking at, okay, it's Teofilo Sunday, it's Jeff. No, no. We've come to look at who? The face of Jesus. Please don't waste the night. I am begging you from the depth of my heart. Let it be added to my account in heaven. That because of me, because of him, more people came to love Jesus. Please don't waste the night. Don't waste the night. Brother, please come. Don't waste the night. Don't waste the night. I expect you to be crying now, Lord, you know me. Everything. Be vulnerable. Be naked. Sometimes we go before the one that can change us and we are still acting. No, be naked. Be a child. There is no adult of God anywhere. Nobody's called adult of God. We are all called children of God. When was the last time you behaved like a child? Can we behave like children tonight and cry for help that we become like Jesus?
Mm.
from the depth of your heart and said, Jesus, thou son of David, I reach out to you for help. For help. To die more and more. Lord, set my mind to you. Help me to die more and more. Lord, set my mind to you. Help me to die more and more. Lord, set my mind to you. Help me to die more and more. Lord, set my mind to you. Help me to die more and more. Lord, set my mortal. Help me to die more and more. Oh, kill what is left of me, so that only you will be seen, oh God. Kill what is left of me, so that only you will be seen, oh God. Jesus, kill what is left of me. Some of you will live here and your appetite will change. The things
you pay that time on it, God will change. I see Jesus. You are me, baby. but holy. I need you now to know that we are not just singing. We are somewhere. We are somewhere. Hey. And I see angels ascending and descending. And behold, this is the gate of heaven. And this is the house. Welcome to Mount Zion. It is the city of the living God. Welcome to the heavenly Jerusalem. Welcome to the innumerable company of angels. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, 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 welcome.
I'm descending. Singing holy, holy. We join in holy, holy. He's the Lord. Oh, angels ascending and descending, they are singing holy, holy. We join in holy, holy is the Lord. Angels ascending and descending, they are singing holy, holy. We join in holy, holy is the Lord.
In other words, we don't sing because we know the song. We sing because we are also seeing. We can see His holiness. We can see His holiness. Jesus. Jesus.
Angels ascending and descending, they are singing holy, holy. We join in holy, holy is the Lord.
there is new wine, there is new fire, there is new freedom. His kingdom is here. We lay down our old flame to carry his new fire. We lay down our old garment to carry his new fire. We lay down our old crowns to carry his new fire. We lay down our old dreams. Take away the ashes. Take away the ashes. Take away the old ashes. Take away the ashes. Take away the ashes. And put woods together. Lay yourself upon the sacrifice, upon the altar, and let fire fall upon. To carry your new fire, I lay down my old flame. I lay down my old flame. To carry on you. I do away with dramas. I reach out for the real thing. I lay down my old flames. I love you forever. Lord, I love you forever. Yeah, I love you.
Thing I would not want us to do in this place is to sing the song because we know it. I need you to mean it. Mean it. It's not because it's one of your favorite songs that you know. Those days are past. Those days are past. These are not the days to confess love and not actually love. Are not the days for you. Those days are past. Are you not seeing what we are in? Can you not see the perversion and corruption everywhere? We can't afford to be fake. We can't afford not to be real with Jesus. It is cold out there. It is cold. The winter is here. Love is fire, is fire. Love, it burns. It burns. Love, it burns. Oh God, it burns. Love, it burns.
said. One way I know that the Father is with us tonight. Before he raised that song, I love you. It was strong in my heart that we want to step into the point of intimacy, where we profess our love for you. Just listen, listen. Just the calm, the quiet. Just sit, sit on the floor. To say to him, to say him face to face. The Lord is forging our hearts. He's taking away the fields, the noise. He's bringing us to that place of surrender. Your heart.
to touch your grace. So I believe your name. I want to see. There's one thing that I ask of you, my Savior. It's not a slave in the crowd and in the world. Just to know and to love you all my life. If there's one thing that I ask of you, my Savior. On the stage and on the crowd and on the mind. For this holy journey, Lord, my lover, just to know you and to love you more, my God. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, the greatest. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna,
save us from ourselves. Save us from ourselves. Thank you. while we are singing that song, this song right now. Where we sang, nothing else can take your place. I thank the Father saying to us tonight, that beyond the song we just sang, that we know deep down in our hearts that before today there were so many things that have taken place. So many things that have taken place. He wants to be number one. Here tonight, you want to say, Lord, I'm sorry for making you number 20. You used to burn for the Lord, but all of a sudden, different things took his place in your life. He wants to take his place back. He wants to take your heart. He wants to sit at the center of your heart. Just because of the crowd, can you lift up your right hands to him? You want to say, Jesus, be number one. Raise it high, raise it high, raise it high, yes. You want to say, Jesus, I want to give you everything. Thank you. There's a few that wants to make Jesus the number one. Just rise. Just stand. 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 Jesus, I love you. Say, Jesus, I come to you today. Say, Jesus, I just want to start all over again with you. Say, Jesus, from this day, you are my Lord and my Savior. Say, Jesus, I'll forever love you. Say, Jesus, I forsake my old ways and I make you number one. Say, Jesus, forever love you. Say, Jesus, you have my heart. You have my body. You have my mind. Say, Jesus, from this day forward, the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, could become worship to you. Say, Jesus, from this day forward, my worship will not just be in songs. Say, Jesus, from this day, my life, my body, my mind will communicate worship to you. So help me, God. Just keep those hands up. Keep your hands up. Lift up your hands. And since your Lord is going to pray over you, come on. Just let the Spirit, the Lord, rest upon you, the Spirit of intimacy. Just lift up your hands. Just. And Father,
as your hand is lifted, just listen to me before I put this prayer. We cannot necessarily, even if we pray that the Spirit of intimacy comes upon you, you also need to cultivate. Intimacy is like the fruit of the Spirit. You covet gifts, but you cultivate fruits. Alright? You get the gift of the Spirit by coveting it. But intimacy, even if you covet it, you also need to cultivate it. So if you don't separate yourself, that says a man through desire separated himself and intermeddles with all wisdom. So you need to cultivate the habit of separating yourself. And in this realm of the Spirit, we value consistency. Consistency is something we don't live. So can you lift up your hands? Thou Spirit of the living God, you take pleasure in filling men. Hear our vessels. Fill them up. 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 Fill them up, O Holy Ghost. Never leave them aside. Fill them up in the name of Jesus. That these ones will find pleasure in your presence. Morning, noon, and night. These ones will find pleasure in your presence. Hamonakasita la barodia kaskepulande. Fill them up Fill them up. Fill them up. Let these ones find pleasure in your presence. Let every day of their life, let them be saddled with the responsibility to please you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
The rest of us, can we lift up our hands? He's still going to pray for us. Just hold on. Lift up your hands, everybody. How many of you want to love Jesus? How many of you want to? I just sense the Father just touching our hearts. I sense it touching our hearts. Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes. Just let it keep up glow like that. Just subtle. Close your eyes. Don't look at anyone. Close your eyes. Just feel the warm embrace of the Father. This is a holy moment. Just let Him touch your heart. Love upon Him. If a song comes to your spirit to sing to Him, sing it. This is an intimate moment. The lovers will rise from this room tonight. They will consistently love Jesus. Their heart will be glued to Jesus. Feel it. Come on. Receive it. Receive it. Receive His love. Let the tears flow. Rend your heart open. Receive His love. Receive His love.
This is the declaration. Say, no power of hell. No power
of hell. No scheme of
can ever block me.
Can ever block me from
till He returns.
Till He returns.
Or calls me home.
That when he returns again, he will find us faithful. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.